Good phrases. Reduce face-to-face interaction. BBC. Social media will significantly reduce face-to-face interaction and make people feel lonely and isolated in real life.
Lack a sense of belonging.
Interact with
their colleagues.
Exchange ideas and information.
Physical classroom.
Make more friends.
Concentrate on
their studies.
More distractions.
Give them more freedom.
Follow the strict rules.
Study at a slower pace. Study at their own pace.
Financial benefits.
Save money on transport. These new apps can help people in Sydney to save money on transport.
Work remotely.
Casual clothes.
Business suit.
Costs for rent and utilities.
Drawbacks. With the widespread use of the internet, more people choose to work or study from home. Do the advantages of this trend outweigh the disadvantages?
The number of people who work or study from home has been increasing in recent years due to the widespread use of the internet. I think that the advantages of this trend outweigh the disadvantages. On the one hand, this trend has its disadvantages. The main disadvantage is that it reduces face-to-face interaction among employees or students. As a result, many people who work or study from home lack a sense of belonging to their company or school. By contrast, employees who work in their office are more likely to interact with their colleagues and exchange ideas and information with them, while students who study in a physical classroom are able to make more friends in their class. Another disadvantage is that people who work or study from home often find it difficult to concentrate on their work or studies because there are more distractions at home. On the other hand, there are even more advantages of this trend. Working or studying at home can give people more freedom because it allows them to choose how they work or study. For example, adult students who have jobs can choose to study at a slower pace. Working or studying at home also means that people do not need to follow the strict rules about dress or behaviour in the workplace or at school. For example, employees who work from home can listen to music when they feel tired. Also, this trend has significant financial benefits. It helps employees or students to save money on transport because they do not have to go to their office or school regularly. Employees who work remotely can also wear casual clothes rather than expensive business suits at work. In addition, this trend can help businesses to reduce costs for rent and utilities, such as lighting and heating. In conclusion, I believe that the benefits of this trend outweigh the drawbacks.